Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
What's the most resilient parasite?
Primetime with Isaac and Sue.
Can build cities, can transform the world, and rewrite all the rules.
That's what I'm going to be doing every single night.
Which is why...
No!
I have to steal it.
What are you talking about, Willis?
This is Primetime with Isaac and Sue.
It's going to work. It's passable, okay? This isn't terrible.
The best in local, regional, and national sports.
With no hidden agenda.
Primetime with Isaac and Sue on 1080 The Fan.
Hey, what it do?
Oh,
what's up? Good Wednesday. We got Jeff Rust over there in place of Mike Lynch again today. Hello, Rusty.
Hey, howdy.
Looking good.
Wearing a dark helmet t-shirt today. I haven't seen that one.
Yeah.
I see your shorts is as big as mine.
The t-shirt collection, it's legendary of the great Jeff Rust.
Have we ever seen him wear the same t-shirt twice?
Once in a while.
Oh, yeah,
I'll catch him. Like the yesterday he had the Dirty Mike and the Boys, mm-hmm. Prius. I've seen that one once before.
I think, yeah, fairly recently.
Occasionally you catch him on the beginning of maybe of a laundry cycle, but yeah. The width of the t-shirt collection.
Yeah, I wasn't sure if this one had made an appearance on this show yet.
I have not seen that. Yeah. I would have remembered that.
There you go.
Because that is one of the great underappreciated roles in cinematic history.
Well, just the movie itself, I think.
Spaceballs is
terribly underappreciated.
It's so good, but him specifically. First off, just Rick Moranis is a GD national treasure, even though he's Canadian.
Even though he's Canadian, we'll still take him.
He's a double national treasure. I love the man. From Strange Brew to Spaceballs, he does not get the credit he deserves. But that, to me, is his defining role. It's wonderful.
You think Spaceballs doesn't get the credit it deserves?
No.
I think in the terms of like all-time comedies, no. I don't think it is mentioned as much as it should be.
Because it is...
It's fantastic.
It's
we
beautiful.
Found S.
Yeah.
Have you combed the desert?
Nothing yet, sir. Man, we ain't found... Well, and Mel Brooks has done so many good things, and so yeah.
I feel like that's why it gets its due. It's because it's Mel Brooks.
Well, it is Mel... Yeah.
Mel Brooks is like...
But I don't think it does, because I think when you bring up the greatness of Mel Brooks...
You think Blazing Saddles, you think Young Frankenstein.
Yes, there's so many good Mel Brooks movies, and I'm not here to say, you know, where the everything falls in the hierarchy. I just feel like it's
that's what you're here to do, though.
It's a masterpiece for Mel Brooks that I think gets underappreciated as far as...
Wait.
I'm of the age where was right in my wheelhouse.
But yeah, me
like
too.
The Blazing Saddles and the Young Frankenstein were just, you know, they were just a touch before me.
See, Blazing Saddles, I think, gets a lot of talk.
Yes.
Yes.
But a lot of it's because, boy, is it, you know, you go back and watch that, some content that's questionable. Now, Young Frankenstein, I don't think it's talked about nearly as much as Spaceballs.
Really?
At all. No, I don't think so. And maybe Rust is right. Maybe it's just our age group.
It's possible.
Because we quoted Spaceballs all the time growing up.
Yes.
I mean, just constantly. And I say growing up, like into my 20s and 30s.
Mm-hmm.
And now I'm 46 and I'm still doing it. So that's my hot take.
I looked up, this is from Collider. I did Mel Gibson. Now,
Mel Brooks.
Mel Brooks. Now, Mel Gibson. That guy gets too much credit because he's a horrible human being. They ranked.
He's a good actor, though. You got to give him credit.
I don't have to give him crap.
Well, you don't. But
because that
he's great.
The fact that he is allowed to keep making movies blows my mind.
Well, he makes you money. So.
Well, in the world of cancel culture, where you can get canceled for just about anything, Mel Gibson has actively tried to cancel himself 17,000 times.
It doesn't work, does it?
No, he's uncancelable. It's crazy. Mel Brooks, according to Collider, they go Young Frankenstein 1.
Wow.
Blazing Saddles 2.
Okay.
To Be or Not to Be. That was the
I haven't even seen it.
That's the Hitler one. Silent Movie.
Oh, I have seen
that. Yeah, it's
that is fantastic.
It is fantastic. And Mel Brooks plays Hitler. And yeah. It's same thing. I don't know if you can make that movie today, but it's an amazing. Then Silent Movie, number 4, and then they go Spaceballs. Number 5.
Okay.
Yeah, and then you get into like the producers okay. and High Anxiety and well, History I think, of the World.
I think Rust is onto something because a lot of those movies were earlier than Spaceballs, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes.
And so
they almost all were before Spaceballs.
Yeah, like when you're so you probably think this just depends on your age yeah. which one you think is the best, and that's why Spaceballs to me I think gets enough credit because I'm of that age, but maybe it doesn't.
Yeah,
maybe
Silent doesn't. Movie was 76, To Be or Not to Be 83, Saddles 74, Frankenstein. He made Blazing Saddles and Young Frankenstein same year.
Mel Brooks.
You want to talk about, you know, back to back, and then Spaceballs was 87.
Still so. Alive?
Yeah, Mel Brooks is still alive.
95 years old, that dude.
Still around.
Gosh. And no one has him. You know, he's never mentioned in all the death pools.
No.
You know? Like, he's only a year younger than Dick Van Dyke, and we're just flabbergasted that Van Dyke's still around.
And you don't really see much from Mel Brooks. I don't know what he's doing.
No.
Him and Rob Reiner
95,
are just
I mean,
being old. Yeah, I
guess. Sitting around cashing checks.
Yeah, he's doing just fine. He's probably not doing fine at 90, whatever, but, you know, I don't think he's worried about financial stress.
Well, Rusty, thanks for bringing Spaceballs to the table today because that is a great movie.
I'm a giver.
You are a giver. So Rust is in for Mike. Got a big show. It's a Wednesday show.
It is a Wednesday show.
You guys know it's already Wednesday.
A super divisional round.
Is that what they're calling it?
No, it's just
it's just divisional round now. Because now we're back to normal.
Now back to normal.
Four games.
Super's over. We're back to the divisional round.
And it wasn't that super.
No, it was not. I think we learned that those extra two teams in.
Yeah, but I'm for it still.
Probably
though.
Not needed.
I'm for more. I want more teams. If they added another game, who would have been the last? Like, let's say you don't give Tennessee and Green Bay a bye.
So the Ravens would have got. No, it wouldn't have been the Ravens. It would have been the Chargers.
Chargers
would have got in. And
Chargers, Titans, that'd be a good game.
And then in the NFC, I believe it would have been your New Orleans Saints.
Saints, Packers, that would not have been a good
that
game.
That would have gone in. Yeah, the Chargers are kind of funky because
that's
actually one that would be good.
Like, they would have given Kansas City more of a fight than Pittsburgh.
Yeah, the Chargers can give someone some fits. On the other hand, Trevor Siemian or Taysom Hill, I forget who started at the end. Did it matter?
Take your pick.
Did it really matter?
But the Saints are the team that hammered the Packers in week one. Remember that?
Yes.
And then we were all like, oh, Rodgers is out of there and he doesn't want to play there.
Relax.
And he went like 13 and 2.
Here they are 13 wins later and the number one overall seed in the NFC. And there you go.
Well, that's sports. I don't know.
Sports.
Hey, I have a hot death news. Well, okay. I shouldn't say hot. That's a bad.
I kind of have hot death news too.
Are we talking about the same thing?
No. I got an email today that was very, very strange. Well, actually, I got the email yesterday and I saw a story about what my email was about today. And I was like, oh my gosh, like it was something was trending on my timeline. And it might just be because, you know, when you click on something, you know, it shows up, but I had, and I didn't know that this was even a thing, but apparently it is. And it involves death.
Cool.
Yes.
Well, on that note, my wife needs a office chair for her home office. Well,
I'm assuming you just stole one from our office.
Well, talk about it on the air, but to talk about it on the air, I told her that. I'm like, you know what? There is no one in our stupid building, and they're not going to miss a chair. As a matter of fact, there's chairs lying around everywhere.
There isn't.
I'll just grab you one. She's like, don't you do that. Don't you ever do that.
What?
And I'm like, what are you talking? She doesn't understand the way it is around here.
There is an entire office over here by the back door that has
nothing but chairs
to the point where there's chairs on top of chairs.
Maybe I'll just ask.
That are just sitting. Oh yeah, you don't have to ask. As you're walking,
I know, but I will just so I don't.
As you're walking by, just tell the boss, hey, by the way, I'm taking a chair. I did that with a mini fridge during COVID.
I said,
hey, I'm taking this mini fridge, and she was like, I don't care.
Whose is it? I don't know. All right.
Great. It was one of the people that left There's no one left
There's
here.
There's no one left.
We got like seven people.
Hey, fun fact. Guess who I just saw in the hallways of Odyssey Portland?
Well, I
formerly Intercom.
Guess. I can't guess.
Guess who?
I saw
the great Iris Harrison of 92.3 KGON Classic Rock fame.
She on air legend.
She is a legend. She was at that station for over 40 years.
She's like our Johnny Fever.
She retired. Yes. And she's back here.
Yes.
Today.
Doing.
Well, she's just doing some stuff, but I ran into her and she's doing great for those wondering about Iris. And she, Marty, her, Marty Party is her husband.
I will tell you, will not meet finer people.
Is there a greater radio name than Marty Party?
No, and his wonderful calves. He and Iris, that's just like
their greatness.
They couldn't be two nicer people.
Yeah. So you don't see anybody around here anymore because of COVID.
No, everyone's gone.
And everyone's been fired or quit.
Yeah.
But every once in a while, you get a gem and a celebrity, and there,
hey,
there was
Iris.
Anyway, death news.
Yeah.
Young Hannibal Lecter is dead. Did you read this?
What?
Yes.
Who's young Hannibal Lecter?
Well, you know the Hannibal Lecter, the young Hannibal Lecter movie. I don't know what it's actually called.
There was a kid, young Hannibal Lecter?
Or was it a...
Yeah.
Or was it
there
a
was
series?
A show. There was a
oh,
series.
Oh, maybe it was that.
A series.
What was the show called or whatever?
I think it was called Hannibal.
Yeah. That kid? It was so creepy.
Is that the...
I don't know what his name is.
No, that's a... The show Hannibal, I think that's Mads Mikkelsen.
Yeah, he was the guy that was in like Star Wars.
But this guy
Hannibal
is,
Rising. It's Hannibal from a Rising, movie. Hannibal Rising. And he played young Hannibal Lecter.
Okay.
And he's a French guy, but he's
what's his name?
I don't know. I can't pronounce it.
Is this Jaspard? This guy?
He died.
Oh. Okay. I see.
I thought this would resonate more with you because you would know.
He's
this kid.
He's a handsome lad.
Well, yeah, but look at it. Like, you don't. Did you ever watch Hannibal Rising?
No.
Have we finally seen him have a movie that I've seen that you haven't?
Haven't seen it.
Unbelievable. Well, I watched it because I was a huge fan of Silence of the Lambs.
Yeah.
And it wasn't great. It was whatever. But that kid did a great job playing young Hannibal Lecter because he looks diabolical.
Hmm.
And he has
right
died.
I don't even remember. Hearing about Hannibal
you don't remember
Rising.
That
no
yeah
not at
it
all.
Was a thing
and I thought I had seen all of them because they made one with like Red Dragon and they made
slipped by you
yeah that one slipped by me they look I was sitting 3-2 I was sitting fastball and they threw me a changeup.
That's a 4th and 23 draw play first down right
yeah,
there
it worked so he hit a tree died in a skiing
yeah,
accident
yeah skiing accident he was only 37.
Yeah, the way of Sonny Bono.
Yes.
Yeah.
And
you don't think about that.
Natasha
you know,
Hendrickson, too.
Yeah, right? Like, well, I mean, you think about that.
A lot of skiing accidents with the famous.
Well, you're going down the hill at God knows how fast, and you hit a tree. You know, that's
a pretty quick stop.
Yeah, like you wouldn't, if you were riding a motorcycle at 30 miles, I don't know, I'm assuming you're going pretty fast. I'm not a skier, but let's say you're going 35 miles an hour, 40 miles an hour down a hill or something, and you know, if I'm riding on my my moped at 35 and I hit something, yeah, I would assume that's pretty dangerous.
Kind of an interesting way to go, although yeah. That's probably not the
no,
right word.
No, but tragic way to go.
Very tragic.
Tragic.
One of the Kennedys died too of a skiing accident, I think.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, there've been a lot.
Yeah, that Kennedy family though, they got some bad juju.
Well, anyway, young Hannibal Lecter, okay. The French actor. Hmm. Whose name is, you want to give that a stab? Gaspard
Ulili.
Ulili.
Kind of how all French sounds, right?
Yeah. Ulili.
Gaspard Ulili.
Yeah. He's dead.
Yeah. Handsome fellow was.
37 years old, yeah.
Well, that sucks.
Yeah. He was skiing in France.
Hadn't seen that one.
He's French. Anyway, I wanted to bring that up. I thought for sure you'd be like, what?
No.
But you have not even seen Hannibal Rising.
No, I have not.
And I would suggest not seeing it.
Yeah, I've seen
You don't need to see it.
I've seen a lot of movies and I've seen a lot of bad movies.
Yeah, you don't.
But this kind of feels like this is one of those that's not bad enough for me to appreciate it.
Exactly.
So
it's just a meh.
Yeah. Like I saw the new Scream movie and
they have a new one?
Yeah, they got a new one. Oh my God. Like again, you either have to be good or you have to be so bad that it's comical to me. And this was just it was just bad. There was nothing redeeming about it. So don't go. Really, don't go because it's putrid, but not ha-ha putrid. Just why am I sitting here watching this?
Well, I won't be going.
Yeah, don't.
So you don't have to worry about me.
You don't even need to watch it on cable.
We'll get your hot death news maybe a little bit later, okay?
Yeah, yeah.
because we got to go.
Yeah, it was just kind of one of those like, oh my gosh.
I'll put that in my club notes, okay?
Yeah, throw that in the club.
Yeah.
Because you would have had an opportunity at this as well. It's apparently it's all the rage now. There's a little hint for you.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it's all the rage.
Well, we must crusade to some hot sports talk for you guys today.
Let's.
On a Wednesday, we've got our NFL Hump Day Roundup coming up. We start with our poll question pertaining to Super Divisional Weekend in the NFL. We'll get to that next, okay? This is The Fan.
Prime Time with Isaac and Souk on 1080 The Fan.
All right, here is today's 1080thefan.com poll question. Conveniently located at 1080thefan.com, our website on internet. It is there, courtesy of AAA Heating and Cooling, a family business helping families for over 60 years, AAAIAQ.com. Today, we ask you this very simple sports question. Which team will be pulling off the upset? Bengals, Niners, Rams, or Bills? You must vote for one and one only. Please vote hard.
I think these are all good games, and I would listen to the idea that that any of these could be upsets. I don't think there's...
We have to pick one.
And the point spreads kind of reflect that, right? What Green Bay, I think, is the biggest. What, it's six?
And I think Green Bay is playing San Francisco at home, and they are favored by six.
They're six. Everything else is...
Tennessee is playing Cincinnati at home, and they are favored by 3.5. Yeah, the Titans are
3.5, and I think the Rams and Bucks is about a three, and the Bills and Chiefs, it's like 1.5.
Tampa is hosting the Rams, Tampa -3, and Kansas City, depending on where you look, is -2, -2.5, hosting Buffalo.
Yeah. So, I mean,
so they're all
right,
but
there.
It's divisional round of the play. I mean, you know, anybody can win.
If Garoppolo is healthy, and I don't think he's going to be, and I think that spooks me a little bit, I would lean towards the 49ers, but he's already got a bad thumb, and now with a bad shoulder, I think that scares me. And you're dealing with Fred Warner and Bosa, so I think injuries and the fact that Green Bay is getting some guys back, they're getting their best offensive linemen. They're getting their best defensive linemen. Jair Alexander, one of the best secondary guys. Those should all be coming back. So that leans me off of that one a little bit. I might go with Cincinnati simply because I think Tennessee is good. Tennessee is inconsistent. They're getting Derrick Henry back, how effective he will be. And I think there's a big advantage there with Joe Burrow versus Ryan Tannehill. So I might lean towards Cincinnati if I had to pick one. Just one.
I like Buffalo.
Do you?
Yeah. But not by a ton over. I mean, like you said, any of the underdogs can win for sure. They should all be pretty good games. I think it would be the Bills and Rams. Like I'm in love with the teaser. You know, the teaser where you get 6 points.
I do know the tease.
I'm in love with the Rams-Bills Sunday teaser.
Yeah.
So they're both small underdogs. Add 6 to that. So the Rams would be +9 and the Bills would be +8.5 or 8, depending on the spread.
Yeah.
Love that. And then now they both have to cover those numbers in order for you to get paid. But
yeah.
I love that. I like both of those underdogs. I think Sunday is going to be wild. Those two games are going to be great. So, but I just have a hunch about the Bills. I think the Bills are going to win that game.
Well, if the Bills show up the way they're capable of, the Bills can beat anyone. But when you look at the, some of the advanced stats, I like those analytics, and there's a thing in there where it's variance in the NFL where, on any given week, what's your best, what's your worst? Do you know who is 32nd in the NFL in variance? That's not good.
Buffalo.
The Buffalo Bills.
Yeah. But I think I totally agree. And the Rams were like that too.
Yeah. They're also very high on that list.
I think that, those two teams, Bills more so than the Rams because they're just healthier. Like the back end of the Rams is pretty scary.
Yeah. The fact that you had to go out and that you had to go find Waddle.
Yes.
And now Arizona wasn't able to do anything against it because they couldn't protect. And it was about the Rams looking really good. But I also think it was about the Cardinals just essing the bed.
But it can't be Kansas City every year. The Bills have already shown they can win there. They won there earlier this year. They lost in the playoffs in Kansas City last year. They looked so good last week, so prepared. Like, you could get bad Bills and it could be ugly, But I'm not going to bet that the bad Bills will show up. I think the good Bills are going to show up, and if they do, I think they're going to beat Kansas City.
That wouldn't surprise me in any shape or form. Like I said, I think whoever wins that game, I think there's your Super Bowl. You know, those are the two best teams. No offense to Cincinnati or Tennessee, and we just give Tennessee massive disrespect just because they're not. Yeah. They're not real fresh or flashy.
No. And yet Tannehill hasn't been great.
No, he hasn't. Yet they're sitting there without Derrick Henry and they're 12-5.
Yeah.
So,
and I don't think Cincinnati's all that good outside of Burrow. I like the Titans to win that, but who knows? It could be close. The 3.5 is a tough one. But I saw a stat today on Vrabel. You know, their coach, the Titans coach, is 8-0 coming off of byes or with extra time to prepare.
Yeah.
So
And you get, you
yeah,
get,
I just don't think Cincinnati beat the Raiders and they barely held on to beat the Raiders. So I like Joe Burrow. I think Joe Burrow is going to have a lot of success in the league, but they need to beef up that team before they're not going to be in the conference championship. Are they?
I don't think this so, soon? But we've seen funky things happen. You know, Tennessee a couple years ago made the conference finals. Like
they were better than this team.
Tennessee is good. I think Tennessee is a little bit of a product of the schedule in which they've played as well. And remember, this is a team that lost to the Houston Texans, that got blown out by the Patriots, that lost to the Steelers, that barely beat the Texans in week 18, which they needed to secure home field. I mean,
But wait, didn't we learn last week that all that's there are narratives all over the place, right? Like sure. I could retort and say that the Titans beat Buffalo, Kansas City, Indy, the Rams, and the Saints all in a row.
Yeah.
5 straight weeks. Like, there's not a better run than that.
No, especially, and that was with Derrick Henry, and now we're getting Derrick Henry back.
Don't you think we learned last week that, you know, weeks 1 through 13 or 14 matter? Obviously, it all matters. I'm just saying,
it matters more at the end.
For the playoffs, it really matters how you're playing going in. And we saw that the Steelers and Eagles didn't have it. We saw that Buffalo had kind of gotten it together, and that proved true against the Patriots. And the Titans, you know, they've won 3 in a row, including a win over San Francisco. Yeah. So, and they're getting Derrick Henry back. So I don't have faith that the Bengals are going to pull it off quite yet, but none of it would surprise me. I mean, any of the underdogs obviously winning wouldn't be shocker. That's why that's the beauty of divisional weekend. I guess, you just never know.
I guess this to me isn't about Cincinnati. It's about which favorite do I trust least.
And Tennessee.
And I think I would go with Tennessee. The Bills and Chiefs, you make a compelling argument. I think that's a coin flip.
Great game.
I've never been as high on the Rams as everyone else. And again,
But the Bucs are banged up.
The Bucs are very banged up. And the offensive line scares me. If Wirfs in their center are beat up, I think that could be a major, major swing if neither one of those guys can go or if they're at 50%. I'm just not in love with the Rams. I'm not going to get convinced that because you beat up on a Cardinals team that was circling the drain that they're going to go into Tampa Bay. Again, the Niners, Packers, I like the Niners, but again, I think injuries are going to play a big role in that. So that's where I kind of just land on Tennessee. It's almost by default. And it's nothing against Tennessee. And again, I'm admitting that we're all giving Tennessee not enough credit. They're the number one seed for a reason. And here we are crapping all over them, and they're bringing back Derrick Henry. I guess it just is almost.
Well, you are crapping all over. Don't drag me into this.
I don't mean to. It's almost just by a process of elimination.
There's your poll question. Which team will be pulling off the upset? Go to 1080thefan.com and vote hard. Okay, you mentioned Jimmy Garoppolo. Coming up in our NFL Hump Day Roundup, we'll tell you about his injury. He's going to play, but concerning if you're a Niner fan.
He could be numbed up there before the game.
Also, what Mike McCarthy said about the last play with Dak Prescott and getting the ball spotted, he spoke today. So we'll get to those items coming up at 4. But up next, on-water stadium supremacy will be on the line. Here's Rust.
Call from Mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last.
Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Prime Time with Isaac and Souk on 1080 The Fan.
All right, some quick college football news here. Saw today where Tennessee and Washington have signed a home-and-home to play football against one another.
Yeah, this was like 15, 20 years ago. This would be awesome.
So true. So true. Although I'm looking here. I don't know why I thought of this, but those to me are two of the finest on-water stadiums in the country.
Yes.
Okay, give me finer on-water stadiums.
I'm trying to think. That's
or venues.
That's where I immediately tried to I immediately tried to go through my mind. Like, I don't really think of is it Neyland or Neyland?
Neyland.
I guess that like I always just think of the size of that. Mm-hmm. Versus
it's right on the water.
Yeah, it's right on the water.
Yeah.
But I think I don't,
Husky Stadium is.
But Husky Stadium is the one that I just, when you think about, you know, what sailgating, right? I
mean, yeah, sailgate, right.
Yeah, it's fantastic.
Well, they do it at Tennessee, too.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, you've got the AT&T Ballpark down there in San Francisco, which that's pretty awesome.
Well, again,
where you hit home runs.
I was just thinking college footballs. Now you're
no, anything.
Okay, well then,
I still think it's Neyland Stadium and Husky Stadium are two of the best.
See, if we're going anything, then I got to go with it's.
Don't say Moda Center.
It's now Oracle.
What?
The Giant Stadium. It's not AT&T.
Oh, it's called Oracle.
I think it's Oracle Park now.
Oh, really?
Yeah, okay. Yeah. I was just down there.
Well, whatever that is, it's great.
That's number one. That's number one to me. That sitting up there or and watching, like, if you sit up in the back in right field, yeah, you can just look out over.
You're right.
Yeah.
And Oracle Park.
McCovey Cove, and you got the statue there, and you hit into the wall. That's
awesome.
That's number one.
Yeah.
That's number one.
Okay. All right. Well, the other one that came to my mind was Heinz.
Heinz Field is really good.
In Pittsburgh.
The one in Baltimore is on the water.
I've driven by that, but it's not.
And I don't remember what the. It's like, what's that? What's the name of that?
M&T Bank or something? The Baltimore Football Stadium?
Yeah, the Baltimore Football Stadium is on the water. Mm. And I don't know.
M&T Bank.
Ah, look at you.
Look at me go.
Look at the big sports brain on you. So good.
Well, anyway, at least with college football, on-water stadium supremacy will be on the line in this matchup, which will take place in 2029 and 2030. Mm.
So basically, this game isn't going to happen. And so we'll forget about it. And then eventually we'll be like, wait, weren't they supposed to play Tennessee? That one got pushed back.
Almost 8 years.
Almost.
So they're going to go to Tennessee first and in 2029 and then Washington in 2030. Since 1998, I looked this up today. Who has had more coaches? Because you're right. Like, it's they both seem to be sort of floundering program. I say floundering.
You can't. Washington up until the last couple of years.
Yeah.
I mean, they made a college football playoff.
With Chris Peterson, but look before that. I'm talking about since 98. So 1998 is my line of demarcation because Tennessee won the championship that year.
Yes.
With Philip Fulmer.
Yeah.
So who's had more coaches since 1998? Tennessee or Washington?
Oh, gosh. I'm gonna say Washington. I'm gonna go with the Huskies.
Let me count
by a hair.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
Because they've had they've had a few Washington has burned through.
So is Tennessee though.
Yes, they have. But I feel like Fulmer hung around a little bit longer.
Not really. Not after the title.
No.
They went to Kiffin. Oh, so Tennessee. Let's do this. How many Tennessee coaches can you name after Fulmer? They went to Kiffin.
They went to Kiffin. They had Dooley there for a while, right?
He was after Kiffin.
They had, who was the Saban assistant? Jeremy Pruitt.
Yeah.
They had him.
They have Josh Heupel now.
Heupel.
And you're missing one.
I'm just missing one.
Other than Fulmer, yeah.
I'm trying to think of who else was in there. They had,
Yes.
Yeah, the,
Yes.
Butch Jones.
Correct.
Butch Jones.
So those are the six Tennessee coaches since they won the title.
Okay.
Fulmer, Kiffin, Dooley, Jones, Pruitt, and Heupel.
And
Washington, the coach in 1998.
By the way, I'm not certain if I would have gotten Heupel as the current coach of the Tennessee Volunteers.
Yeah, they pulled him from, Central Florida, I think?
Yes.
Jim Lambright was the coach at Washington.
So he was the coach when I was getting recruited there. That was Neuheisel.
Yep.
And then I'm not going to lie. There's like a...
It's dark.
Was Willingham next?
Nope. There was one guy in between Willingham and Neuheisel.
There was one guy between
Willingham. You should remember him.
Neuheisel, Willingham. Who am I missing?
Let me just look here real quick just to see what his record was. Because I think he was the guy that went... Let's see.
I thought it was Ty that went over.
Come on, here now.
Didn't Ty go over?
This guy went 1-10.
Okay. So he's on there a year?
He was there 2 years. 6-6, 1-10, out.
Yes,
Willingham went 0-12.
Yeah, Willingham was the
over.
And
then he got fired.
Is this like the Paul Wolf of Washington? We've just blocked it out?
Yeah. You forget.
I can't.
The great Keith Gilbertson. Come on, fella.
Gilbertson.
Yes.
Boy, where is that in the long line of Husky history?
I know.
Keith Gilbertson.
Well, and then you had Willingham, who was not much better.
Look and see what Keith is. Is Keith Gilbertson coaching still?
He was pretty old then. I don't know how old he is now. Maybe dead. I don't know. Let's not kill him off, but I doubt he's coaching. So then you had Willingham.
Oh, yeah. He hasn't been a coach in a long time.
Yeah. Followed by Sark, Peterson, and Jimmy Lake. And now
DeBoer. Yeah.
I forgot him. So there's eight. So Washington has had more.
Washington
coaches.
Wins.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's not.
But Peterson did a nice job there.
Yeah. Peterson did a nice job. And then I don't think we have someone that's done a nice job at Tennessee.
Not really, man.
No.
Not
right?
Since Fulmer.
I'm here. Like, I just pulled up the list.
Yeah. It's not great.
And you got to. Fulmer went 152-52. And Kiffin, 7-6. Dooley, 15-21. Jones 34-27, Pruitt 16-19, and Heupel 7-6. No, there hasn't been. Oh, Brady Hoke was an interim there. How about that? Brady Hoke 0-2. They haven't had a good coach since Philip Fulmer. They have not had a good coach since
Kiffin
2008.
You don't think Kiffin
7-6?
Well, he was only there a year.
I know, but I'm not going to say that Lane Kiffin was good at Tennessee when he went 7-6.
Well, he's a good coach though.
Well,
he's a good hire.
Is he?
Yeah.
He's doing an okay job at Ole Miss.
Yeah. But I think it is.
But
he's a good coach.
He certainly has had his
but they're a mess.
Had his fair share.
So Washington will play Tennessee for on-water stadium supremacy 2029-2030. That's a pretty good little home-and-home, although Oregon had a home-and-home with Tennessee, and it ended up being a total dead.
Yeah, because Tennessee ended up being garbage. If both teams are good, everything you read about Tennessee is that place is an absolute mess. They're like Nebraska. They think this is the 90s. They think that they should be on top. They think that they're LSU and Alabama and Georgia, and they're not. And they got a bunch of pain in the asses there, and no one can figure out how to kind of streamline the process. Remember, that was when they had the whole they were going to get Greg Schiano, and then it turned out that Greg Schiano's name was mentioned by someone in passing during the Penn State scandal. And so they stepped in and said no, and then they were going to hire Mike Leach, and a bunch of other people stepped in and said no. And they can't even figure out how to buy players properly. Tennessee is a mess.
Yeah, like you said, they think it's the 90s. Yes. I think everyone there still rollerblades.
A lot of windbreakers, I'm guessing.
A lot of mood rings.
Yes.
Rollerblades.
Yeah, hypercolor.
What else was I going to tell you?
It's a shame because that should be a better job than it is.
You'd think.
Yeah. My brother played there, and he talks about it as one of the best experiences. Yeah. It's an unbelievable environment.
Knoxville's awesome.
Yeah. Yeah. Should be.
So is Nashville.
Should be better than that.
Good little program.
Yeah, but that's Vanderbilt, and you know you can't be that smart.
That's true.
There's only room for one smarty pants in college football, and that's Stanford. Vanderbilt just kind of gets left out in the left out in the cold.
And by the way, in bowl games since 1998, Tennessee's championship, Washington is 5-9, and Tennessee is 7-8. So maybe that's the route to scheduling these days is that you book it so far out, buy low, pick teams that are down. That you think in 10 years will be back up and then you'll have a good schedule, right?
Or they
So don't pick Ohio State right now.
Something tells me Ohio State will still be good.
Well, there's that. But you know what I'm saying.
Yes. It is weird when you schedule this far out because you don't know.
Schedule USC now. Well, and in 10 years, they'll be awesome.
I don't think you have to do that because you're in the Pac-12, so you naturally get them.
Well, I'm saying I Tennessee or whoever.
I know of what you're speaking, but I am saying right now, supremacy already, I give it to you, Dub. Best water environment.
I've never been to Neyland, so I can't. I just read about it. I've heard it's awesome.
I'm going with you, Dub, because that is a great environment up there. Even though new Husky Stadium, while it's nice, there was something to old Husky Stadium with the track and just felt like college football. Now it's a little more sanitized, but you can't recreate Lake Washington.
And Deal reminds us on the text line that LSU has had 6 coaches since 98, and they've won 3 titles.
Yeah.
How about that?
Yeah.
Isn't that crazy?
that's because there's certain programs that have the infrastructure where you can be crappy, and then you hire someone, and 2 years later, you win a national
title.
Well,
a lot of people think Tennessee thinks Tennessee's one of those.
Yeah.
But they've had 6 coaches since 1998. Imagine if 3 of them won titles. It's like, what are you doing?
I don't know. That's crazy. And 2 of them now are kind of viewed as jokes, like Saban, right? So that's...
He's pretty good. Although he's kind of become a joke. I mean, he couldn't even beat Georgia.
So Saban, but the other two, Les Miles and...
My man.
And Ed, my man Ed. Ed Orgeron, those are the two?
Yeah.
They're like the Larry Cokers of LSU.
Tell you what, that is a ringing endorsement for... the LSU program.
Yes. When you're like going to get a recruit or a head coach, you should just say, I want you to know we're so good. We won a title with Les Miles and with Ed Orgeron.
Ed Orgeron.
Yes.
Doesn't even matter who our coach is.
No.
Although Miles was pretty good there. You got to give him that. I mean, I know he turned into a joke
in
Kansas and the whole thing, but he was awesome there. His teams were damn good.
He was good.
Chewing on the grass.
The Mad Hatter. Little did we know he was harassing co-eds the entire time.
Little did we know. Could we have suspected that?
Yeah. Just,
you know, this is on us.
Valid point.
Come on.
Unless it's like Mike Riley, I'm not going to be surprised if it ever comes out that a head coach is creeping on co-eds. I'm like, yeah, that's about right. In fact, there are many times when a news story comes out and it's like shocking news. And I'm like, no.
It's shocking
news that you're claiming that it's shocking news. We all saw this coming, and if we didn't see it coming, shame on us.
All right, up next, sports question on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Time with Isaac and Souk on 1080 The Fan.
You know, it's a good point. One of our textures reminds us here of Les Miles in the ESPN book that you read.
Oh, yeah.
When he declared, when Erin Andrews left and was, I don't know, what was that? Was that when she was...
That was the peeping scandal where the guy videotaped her and there was the video out there.
And he reached out to her and he said, Erin, without you... How can football go on?
He said, what's the point? We might as well not play.
So that should have been our first sign that Les Miles is a creep.
100%. And of, because that was a big, thick book. And there was all kinds of creepy stories in there. Mike Tirico, by the way, giant creep.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Tirico.
That doesn't stick to him. He's like,
it doesn't.
Like Mr. Read through, Squeaky Clean.
Read through that thing. That guy was accused so many times. Chris Berman, like... It is a creepy place.
I'm sorry. Chris Berman just layup. Looks like a creep.
It's a layup. But of all the things in that book, the one thing that I remember more than any other is that Les Miles story when I thought to myself, oh my God, if that's true, what an idiot Les Miles is. And is that like the worst attempt to get into someone's pants of all time? Like she's going through this emotional trauma of being sexualized with this illegal video. And you call up with a, if you're not on the sidelines, what's the point of us playing college football? Jeez, Les.
Need the hot sideline reporter.
There was one other one. There was one other coach, too, that also said something not quite as creepy as that, but it was along those lines. And it was the biggest eye roll I had in that entire book. And it is a decent book. I think it's called The Boys Had All the Fun or something like that. Same guy that did the book on Saturday Night Live, which is also an interesting read. And if you want to find out about a culture that was off the rails, holy geez. Like, go read about the early days of SNL.
Well, I will not be reading. I love SNL. Huge SNL guy. I will not be reading about ESPN. None of that surprises me, by the way.
It was an interesting read, but, you know, I think it was John Miller, maybe.
John Miller, the broadcaster?
No. That wrote the book. John something, John Anderson, John Miller. I don't know.
It was
a while ago.
Yeah. I remember when it came out.
Yeah. Those guys, James Andrew Miller.
Okay.
Yes. And Tom Shales. Those guys have all the fun.
Well, I had sports question, but it will have to be
what?
Sidelined.
I want my sports question.
All right. Well, I'll tease it and then we'll talk about it later.
Okay.
Why do this happened in the, I think it was Bengals Raiders. It doesn't always happen in every stadium, but why do they sometimes have such slippery surfaces on sidelines?
Oh, yeah.
That makes no sense. So well, guys go over to the sideline, and then they start tippy-toeing, and then they fall on their ass.
Someone sued over that.
Reggie Bush.
Yeah.
I remember that. But that one wasn't necessarily the sideline. He fell. He got all the way to, like, the
yeah, there was concrete.
Yeah, he got all the way to, like, the – what? God bless America. Can I speak? The seats, you know, the stands.
Yes.
And right in front of the stands was just like, you know, where they normally have the track. This was cement.
Yeah.
But again, why not? I mean, it's not that far from the field of play. Why do you leave it slippery?
I am 100% with you.
I don't understand.
And I remember several stadiums that were so bad that we had to take off our cleats to walk to the field. And then when we got on the sidelines, we'd put them back on. Because if you were wearing the hard cleats, the little click-clack ones, it was like walking on ice.
It's so stupid.
Yeah. Memorial, and I'm hoping that it's because the stadium's been updated, but I remember the walk at Old Memorial Stadium where Cal plays. It was the single, because it's like you have to walk upstairs, and they're just old concrete steps and then poured slick-ass concrete going down a ramp. Hmm. We had like four or five guys just eat it. And we're like, what the hell? Like, we can't get like a carpet, a rug. So we all just started taking off our shoes.
Hmm. Anyway, we'll have to do an expose on that at another time.
But only if Erin Andrews says that we can. Because
she would know.
If she's not on board.
She's on the sidelines.
If she's not on board with this, then what's the point of
having
to discuss it?
Why has she not spoken about this epidemic? She does sidelines and probably in heels sometimes, right?
Yes. Yes.
Why are sidelines so slick?
It's a good question. It really is.
Coming up next, our NFL Hump Day Roundup, we will look at injuries, including Jimmy Garoppolo for this weekend's games. And the new, I'll tell you what, he's the new hero, Rich Bisaccia, this guy. He can do no wrong. Next on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.